also should mention we do surge test the devices also at a single cycle surge capability.
In using TRIAX and solid state hybrids or solid state relays, we found that a run-in or burn-in on a 100% basis has narrowed down our ultimate failures. Just like the old tube business, we find that if they're going to go bad, they'll probably show up in an early portion of the test. If they're burned in at a slightly elevated temperature and at rated current, chances are you're going to eliminate any of the weak TRIAX. I don't know that number. It's a matter of a few hours. It's not days or weeks.
Does UL or NEMA have any standards on this operation?
I'm not familiar with any.
Aging. Theoretically, there is no aging in the material. Theoretically, there is no aging in the material. This is one of the materials.
Materials?
Yeah, the aging materials.
Well, we don't have any that have been out very long to get true aging, but it's been our experience that most of the failures occur in the early stages.
Does a track deteriorate after 20 years?
No, I can say the one beetle site is not.
I'd say
the life of the track versus the life of the failure. That's more better.
I would say life of the TRIAX is better than the electromechanical if you look at certain load conditions of the inrush. I think that's where it really stresses the electromechanical more than it would the TRIAX. And that as far as the contact resistance, there's no increase in contact resistance on the TRIAX with life.
After this.
I think if you stay away from the conditions that were mentioned in his paper about degrading, if you avoid any degrading of the TRIAX, chances are you have something approaching an infinite life.
But doesn't TRIAX also degrade it when you have a repetitive surge current?
Do you derate the TRIAX?
Sure. Your TRIAX actually, the life of TRIAX actually deteriorates when you have a repetitive surging current.
If you still stay well below the surge inrush capability of TRIAX, I don't
still derated there. I think Xerox has a study on that too.
Well, fine. They may chose to do so, and I'm sure that they've taken an exhaustive study in it, but we make the devices.
Yeah, but what I mean is, can you guarantee, say, an infinite amount of a surging current without deteriorating the life of the TRIAX?
I don't think we have enough data to say that. All evidence is that the just millions and millions of operations capability is there. It's a question of how to get this data in an accelerated life form.
How about our camera at the GE? Do you have any comment on that?
No, I'm not from the group of the company that builds the actual devices themselves of this type, so I cannot comment. I think the thing you want to be aware of, and the thing I think you're alluding to, though, is that if your surge currents are approaching a thermal limit in the device, then you have a statistical probability that's involved. I think that's why you're right. You have a comment.
Mr. McNulty, you indicated that the contact resistance would remain constant with life on TRIAX. Comparing that to the 30 to 50 milliohms on an electromechanical relay, what would your number be on a TRIAX?
Well, we run roughly 1 volt drop across the triac, probably.
Is that rated current?
That's at rated current.
So a 10 amp device then would have, what, 100 milliohms?
100 milliohms, correct.
Relative amplitude.
Pardon? Yes, it increases slightly with increasing current, but basically I think the forward drop is more dependent upon the triac geometry and design. The size of the triac tells you what the forward drop is going to be, and the thickness, that in region we're talking about. And all things taken into consideration, it works out that across the line, regardless of the size of the current, we roughly read to get about a 1 volt forward drop at rated current, and a slight increase in forward drop is under the inrush conditions. Surge density is higher, the current density is higher, means it has to go up slightly. Actually, no, I'm not even sure if the 100 milliohms is the correct number, because what we're talking about is like 7/10 of a volt to get over the junction, and at that point is when we look at the resistive effect. If you take a look at the slope, the VI characteristics on a data sheet, you might find they're up around at 10 milliohms. So, you know, you're talking about 10 milliohms in series with an offset voltage, diode drop, that is. Yes?
One question there. I guess anyone can answer it like that. It has to do with the fact that some suppliers make their SLRs with back-to-back SCRs rather than using track. I guess it is to be overcome just with EDT, which is really critical when you use a track.
It's not critical when you use a triac. You take two SCRs back-to-back, you still have the VDT problems. Maybe not as great, but you've got to protect against it anyway.
I was talking to one of the suppliers there who happens to make a back-to-back SCR type of SSR, and he was saying that there's a flushing out of the charge at a certain time that has to be this has to occur, okay? To flush out this charge, whereas if you have back-to-back SCRs, you don't have to worry about that. You're first turning on one, and then the other.
All right, but you do stress the off device with a DVDT stress. And under the temperature and having previously been in charge, you know, there is a finite DVDT stress across it. Circuit-wise, you can't get any greater than about 50 volts per microsecond. I don't know what you gain by going to two SCRs like that. I really don't. Personally, I would go with a triac. Because I take an RC, put it across it, and restrict my DVDT to some finite known number, regardless of what kind of a load or environment I'm in. And I'd save myself money. Yes?
Can you care to comment on the problems of substituting the solid-state relays for mechanical relays at the Underwriters Laboratory and other agencies like that?
Maybe I could take you from my experience. Understanding you well has been the biggest problem.
Mike?
I don't know if you, excuse me, agree there.
I could anticipate a big problem in trying to substitute a solid-state device using a triac. If this was the only means of clearing something from the line, I don't believe that they would accept it ever. It would have to be backed up by either a manual switch or a relay.
UL does require, for any fixed installation, that you maintain a backup switch, as far as I know. If the device is portable, you don't need a backup switch.
Do you feel that that will be solved eventually, with solid-state elements?
A year ago, I think the answer would have been an absolute no. Today, I don't know, everybody's really not sure. I think when we define the end-of-life leakage limits, then we can determine whether or not we can go without a backup switch. We have to get up around 3, 4, 5 mils, which is considered in the fatal area. My experience with triacs after a couple thousand hours is they're well less than a mil. But I'd hate to say that go ahead and take the chance of without a backup switch and something happening. It scares me in that area more than anything else.
Is it that leakage the problem?
It might be a combination of both, but I know they consider the leakage as being a problem because you don't have a finite opening, and therefore you do maintain leakage through the triac.
On the subject of product reliability, which was brought up a while ago, we had an interesting experience a couple of years ago. We supplied a device with a 15-amp triac for turning a motor on and off. And after several months' operation, the customer sent the unit back to us. Well, he called us and told us that it failed. So I asked him to send the unit back to us, and I asked him what he had done. And he swore on a stack of Bibles, not a thing. The thing just failed. So when we got the unit back, I brought it over to Tom, and he sectioned it, examined it, and told me that the only way this triac could have failed is that while power was applied, the gate must have been connected to one of the other terminals. So we built another unit, and this time we encapsulated the terminals in epoxy, sent it to the customer, and he's had it now for 2 years, and it hasn't failed.
Yeah, that's true. I can add a little to that recent experience that Sid had had. We had a customer who had been using our 6-amp pellet in the TO5 can, so to speak, been using it for years and years, and had no problem at all, and decided that he wanted to change packages. And he was starting to run into a number of failures on this device, and he wrote us a letter back or got in contact with one of our engineers and had said that this newer package we're coming out with was not as good as the old one we used to make, that it doesn't have the surge capability of the old one. Well, we in-house knew that it was the same chip and the package didn't mean anything as far as that surge was concerned, but the idea is conveyed to the customer that somehow he's doing something wrong. And you just don't tell a customer he's doing something wrong. So after a while, we finally got a control in from him, and sure enough, he had the gate and cathode leads interchanged. And he was grounding the gate and using the cathode as the gate terminal. And the problem was, is in the inrush of incandescence, the gate lead looked like, you know, maybe about 10 ohms or so, and all that inrush coming down through the 10 ohms with the power just caused the device to fail. So we reconnected the leads for him and sent his controller back and said that he ought to find the same surge capability experienced in the past. And he's satisfied now, too. A triac is really a robust type of device. They're pretty hard to knock out. I sort of like them. I guess maybe I'm a little biased. No, I truly do. I used to work in digital circuits, 12 volts and a couple hundred mils. And whenever something goes wrong, you used to stick our fingers in there and poke them around type of thing. When I got into triacs, I burned a few ground straps off the scopes and blew a couple things up, and I never stick my hand in there any longer. I just let them smoke for a while until I could see them, then, you know, disconnect it and go in fast.
I can't believe we've run out of questions.
We might have. No good jokes?
Well, if there are no further questions, I'd like to close the session. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does this pose any problems as far as having your devices
as long as the gate sounds still relative, you know, to MP1. You can even float that.
As far as, say, people wear guns, it's hot.
We got an 80 amp one. It's 100 watts of power.
I mean, this is there. There's the electromagnetic switch.
This is one of the things that people don't know about.
The thing to do it for us is to bring the junction to the truck. Take the 100 amp and bring it up.
Mr. Collins?
Right. Do you have copies of those charts for temperature?
No, the temperature chart that you gave session. They counted about 100.
Are you familiar with it?
This is one of the problems of being a president of a small company. We hadn't done this.
That's an intermittent.
If it could get across the supply,
it's a good issue. Okay, I'll get that
out. Thank you. 6 or 6:30,
I guess. Yes.
I need Terrell Olson to go down there.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Tony says I have to be sure to say hello to you.
Yeah,
he told me he stopped when I'd be here for the session.
It makes it a lot easier.
A
little more.
Full answer, thank you.
The Garden State also is in fact, the Garden State is pretty close. You get off the Bloomfield Avenue, you go to Bloomfield Avenue.
I learned solid state quick and early.
Well, how's the caffeine? And,
when I went to college, I had three lectures. I learned electrical. I had three lectures and I found a district.
I don't know whether we'll be over.
That's where
it turns out. I want to do this second. I'm going back down to Pine Street.
Yeah,
that's right. That's going to work.
Okay, what am I saying about
that? Okay, I'll see
I wanted I could draw an illegible.
No, that's right. Just write the time.
Well, you've got to worry about two cases. One is the magnitude transient and the rate of rise of transient. You don't kick it for rise of transient, you can kick it on for DBT.
Claremont.
If you don't kick it on by that, then you have to wait to the magnitude is so great you can't support it. You've got to talk against it.
This is the
you got a circular induced transit, which is what's happening.
Yeah,
relay. You might try and look
at the number.
This is the number.
And no, it's from the Bloomfield. They're
knocking that out. Yeah.
I shouldn't have.
They know where the
you're on
the
thank you very much.
Yeah.
I can help you. I guess it's called.
You know, sorry,
I have to go. Sorry, right?
Yeah, I'm going the other way.
Martin, you're welcome. Can I get easy to now they're making the
Right. I know quite a few people.
We are.
He doesn't strike a bell at all.
I tell you, it's.
He was in solid state, not in drugs.
I must be 8 or 10 guys.
I don't recall of anybody. I know that quite a few of the guys who are power transistors.
I know the guy as good as I know our selection. I don't.
It's good for
Okay. Anyway, your slides are here.
Oh, thank you very much.
I guess there's all kinds of different groups there. I guess everyone, you have a copy of someone else's.
Well, it's a topic which is the most mind-blowing at least.
And they all have the responsibility to make sure their own decisions are to other computers.
Yeah, we're having a tough time trying to get things to someone.
See, that's too general.
I'm partnering with Ted Blanton. Ted is trying to pull a lot of all these.
I'm curious though. I wonder what the attendance was at the
type or a couple of types. Because everyone wants to specialize something slightly different.
Probably.
Right? And that means
if it's well, Ted is with mostly with just the their triad, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's not
with the Bob Gnauer with the meeting on part of the night.
Ted is mostly
there's only one program I know on the
yes.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
I know we're delivering at least 3 or 4
I really couldn't go anyways. A small company just came
along. Oh, yeah, they're kind of talking to us. I
just have
I think we're delivering some stuff
been doing all in our potential is such that very shortly we're going to
be out there. They both make printed circuit boards.
I've been telling that to myself for many years now. But a few weeks ago, I was at a meeting with fellows from all over the country. I took a pad and started putting down. Starting in 10 units a month, this type, plus 100 units of it. And,
George
it's going to happen very soon.
Did you find him, Mark Rickman? He works with Flanders. Because we were going to try to contact that or either that or you.
Say I found it almost impossible.
People would be at this point in time.
But on the other hand, the nature of the beast is that
you've had a few problems.
Or up there. You know, whether you work for yourself or someone else, you take any project. You know, things are worthwhile, don't happen overnight. And it's a question of getting pointed somewhere away in the right direction and sticking to it. And as long as, and I felt when I went into it that companies like RCA Networks are willing to pay me a salary. On my own, I should at least be able to do as well. By picking up a job here and there to keep going until some of these things. Unfortunately, most of the things I get involved in turn out to be big. Give anything for a few nice small little jobs that you can knock out, you know, and get you money.
But
take this record
to
try to specify any questions. Working out over 6 years.
We spent, well, in my case, I just kept on realizing.
Well,
so that
working around
idea.
The clock. I used to like 3 days in a row without sleeping twice a week. And so, did that for like 6 months. And of course, at this time, your income is down around here. When you get to the point you can't handle it yourself, you hire somebody else, so you're paying him a salary, not yourself. You're still living on your savings. And boy, your savings start going down to zero. And slowly it starts picking up.
Well, you don't have to do it. By the way that I specify is just saying we're going to do that.
So
we want parts to meet that.
Each year, I guess that's one of the sales.
I hope that's the way it is. This is no problem.
I've been doing something like this.
It says it must be capable of
fiscal year ends March 31st.
Just say the
next year. And
well, I will agree that
and
a lot of the
year,
time some stuff
like this.
That you say you must do. You know, I have some for instance it says maybe
and now next year it's
certified that it's done.
I know for
that. Yeah, see, it's for sure. That's some of it's we do anyhow. But when you start doing a lot of other things,
what protects your process?
We know it's
I'm saying I think you may find out in
the
other way
world,
because that's the same reaction 9/10 of the vendors
you
want to respect.
For example, we
is it, oh my God, look at all the stuff I gotta
we've
do.
Got 250 machines out in the field.
No.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to sit on, I hope, next week or so to try and go over that in detail with Flanders.
Yeah, as far as the customer is concerned, he's talking about spending $1 million.
I don't know him very well. I have a name.
He'd be a fool.
I'm sure every
there, there are a few people here and there trying
you guys
to
be
come up
you're
with these machines.
Yeah.
My customer has a good
so
one. It's patented all over the world. Got 250 in operation.
Well, mine actually is smaller than that. Most of them
are used. My customer would be a fool to gamble on a new
one
device. One which doesn't have years of operating experience. I could take them up to plants where it's row upon row of these machines, and you don't see anyone around.
Right.
He seems to be he's pretty reasonable guy. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
I expected to see him today.
Well, it was a question nothing being available. My customer came up with this machine, it was good. But it took years. Finally able to get a few in here, a few in there. The performance was good, there were problems, we straightened it out. And things started to build up.
Wow, you got all the questions. Did
you tell us how you used to draw more people than I've seen drawn, except in a session where the thing was nothing
now? Tom, thanks a million.
Did
you get the good news?
We had
100. And that's another thing that was much more
successful. In spite of the competition.
Relatively speaking, it was a good one. It's your session.
I beg your pardon?
Automotive one.
No, this was electromechanical versus solid state.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to hop in
there. I'm just saying, how do you predict ingredients, successful ingredients, something?
Your best guess is that some good speakers and some good subjects on the program, and drive them on and hope for the best.
Hope for the best.
I
the optimistic
effort. Yeah, there's a lot of things in something like this that you have no control over. You know, the things you work on every day for a living, you know where you want to get to. And you work like hell all day, all night if need be, and well, maybe it'll take another month, but you get there.
Well, the amazing experience that I gained with this was that your work with me at April, May, June.